tomorrow, Valentine's Day. Serena Wolf is here.
Hi.
So the Dude Diet has been a fabulous success. You're great. I guess we call it a cookbook, right?
Yeah, we call it a cookbook. Yeah. Lifestyle guide.
Right.
It's a recipe book.
It's a recipe book, yeah. Exactly, for people who want to, you know, feel better, look hotter without giving up all the foods they love.
Yeah.
And the food tastes really good.
Thank you.
Tastes like you're eating fattening food.
It does. That was always my goal. But yeah, I always think Valentine's Day going out is kind of a...
cheesy.
It's a little cheesy. I was just talking to Gary about it. You always see a proposal, which some people love. I never really know what to do.
So, in restaurants in New York where you live, there are proposals happening all around you, right?
Left and right. Valentine's Day,
in the restaurant, right?
In the restaurant, which is kind of my worst nightmare. But I always think cooking at home is such a wonderful thing to do on Valentine's Day. Cooking for...
seems more romantic.
It's very romantic, and you can do it together, but guys that are listening, if you want to surprise your significant other, it's always a good call.
Yes.
There are tons of ideas in the Dude Diet, but I think if you want to go really simple, there's a Dude Diet lasagna that's amazing, but you could also make it tonight. And then tomorrow night, all you would have to do is pop it in the oven, maybe make a salad, open a bottle of wine.
Get you extra time to spiff yourself up.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. Okay, so we got the lasagna. What else are we making for Valentine's
Day? I'm thinking, keeping this in the Italian category, because I always think that's a little bit romantic. Mm-hmm. There's a great chicken parm, super easy. Also, just so happens to be gluten-free, which I know is a wonderful thing for a lot of people these days. Again, I like to serve things where you focus on one thing and then you can just throw together a salad, open a bottle of wine, and all of a sudden
the magic happens.
The magic happens.
Yes.
So those are my two sort of go-tos that you can prep ahead. And then my favorite, though, if you like roast chicken, rotisserie chicken, you can make a chicken that tastes like a store-bought rotisserie at home if you have 3 hours.
Just 3 hours?
Just three hours.
You could just put it there,
set it and forget it. Pop it in the oven, go about your business.
Yep.
Will Alexa make that for you?
Alexa will be very helpful there.
She's right. So if people want to buy the Dude Diet book, and there's great... By the way, the nachos are off the chain. That's very romantic.
I made those.
Very romantic.
Those are the most popular recipe.
So easy to make.
You can make nachos for Valentine's Day, too.
So
romantic.
If people would like a copy of the Dude Diet, they can go to Amazon, right?
They can
do all of that.
Yes.
But we have three autographed copies by the author, Serena Wolf.
Yes.
Right now for caller number 11, 12, and 13. 1-800-232-KRTH. Crystal is standing by. Well, she's sitting by. Sitting by the phone. So that's fabulous. So lasagna,
chicken parm, rotisserie chicken, and there's these crispy smashed potatoes that you can make as a side dish, sort of like French fries, but without the deep fried guilt or aftermath.
Well, they're baked.
They're baked, exactly.
Yeah. So here's the thing. In the book, everything is done in a way, it tastes great, but it's done in a way that makes it healthier. So,
exactly.
Because you don't want your dude to keel over.
Yeah. We grow attached to them. We want to hold on to them for as long as humanly possible.
See, this is what I love about you. You actually like dudes.
I love dudes, and I want them to feel happy when they're eating and not feel like they're being punished and forced to eat kale salad.
And your nickname for your dude is Pups?
Yes.
Yes. Hey, Serena, what's Pups' nickname for you?
Honestly, it's never the same one.
So
there is
kind of
always just
it?
Whatever rolls off the tongue that day, and some are more pleasant than others.
I bet you didn't have one, like
I did from a boyfriend, Honey Hippo.
No, but my family used to call me Itty, and then that got shortened to It a lot in public, and that's very uncomfortable. It's like, It, what do you want?
Why Itty? Itty Bitty?
My brother had a speech impediment when he was a kid, and I don't know how, but...
That's
Serena turned into Itty.
Itty. I like that. Okay, let's take a winner here because we're going to give them an autographed copy. We got Patricia and Covina. Hi.
Hi.
You're going to pick up one of those copies of the Dude Diet.
Oh, that is so great. I was just dropping my son off at school, and I heard all the food, and I said, oh, it sounds so delicious. I can't wait.
And there's different ways of making the food that makes it healthy so you don't lose your dude.
Yes, and very family friendly.
Great.
Family friendly? Yes.
Terrific. That is great. I'm so excited. Thank you so much.
You got it, Pat. Hang on just a minute, okay? All right. Okay. Serena, thank you so much for being in the cold L.A. You got to go back to warm New York after this.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
It's actually snowing in New York.
Finally,
their weather's worse than ours.
Yeah. Serena Wolf, The Dude Diet, Amazon.com and everywhere books are sold. And the Dude Diet for Dinner? Is that the name?
Dude Diet Dinner Time, coming in September.
Coming in September. We'll see you then.